I'm Pastor Diane, but I thank you for coming. Yesterday was a really exciting day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was yesterday?
Halloween.
Halloween, yes. Did some of you go trick-or-treating?
Yes. Yeah,
and did you wear a costume?
Yes.
What were you?
I was Tinkerbell.
You were Tinkerbell. Oh, I could see that. You were Dorothy. Very nice. What were you?
Ariel.
I bet you weren't Ariel. What were you?
He was Batman.
Batman! Woohoo! Cool. How about you? What were you? You don't know. Did you wear a costume? Yes, but you don't know what it was. It was a unique and original costume. Maybe. What were you? You have to think about that one. Can you think? What were you? Who?
Jingle Fett from Star Wars.
Jingle Fett? Did I say that right? Jingle Fett. I think I need to go watch Star Wars again. Well, I had a conversation with my 5-year-old niece last night, and she told me she was a vampire. A vampire. So I said, yeah, I asked her, I said, so did you bite people's necks? And she said, yes, I bit my cousin's neck. And she's now a vampire too. And I said, really? That's my niece, Jenica. So I now have 2 nieces who are vampires. And then I asked her if she went trick-or-treating, and she said, yes, they went to the houses in Jenica's neighborhood. And she said she drank the blood at all the houses. And you know what I said? Ew. But it sounded like she had a lot of fun. And Halloween is like that. But you know what that word means? Halloween means All Hallows Eve. Exactly. Now, hallow is probably not a word you go around saying too often. However, you do say it every Sunday when you say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? Hallowed. Anybody know? That's a strange word, isn't it? Well, it means holy. Holy be thy name. So Halloween is All Holy Eve. It's the day before today, which is All Saints Day, a day when we remember those who have died in the faith, those faithful followers of Jesus, who have taught us what it means to follow Jesus and who have taught us the love of Jesus. So today, we are going to remember those people that have died, that have been saints in the church, the holy ones. And on Halloween, on All Hallows Eve, we dress up as all sorts of scary things. Why? Because we know they have no power over us. Because God's love is greater than any scary thing. So we're making fun, we're making believe. And we know that God's love lasts not only through this life, but even after we die into eternity. Yeah.
At my school, scary things aren't allowed.
That's true. In some places, scary things aren't allowed. That's right, because sometimes kids get really frightened. I had a little sister that she used to get very scared when she would see scary things. So that's sometimes a very good rule. But scary things, we don't have to be afraid, because it is true. It's pretend, and God's love is stronger than anything scary. So when we light these candles, we remember that God's love is forever, and that the light of those who've died continues to shine brightly in God. And that's very important, especially when our hearts feel sad because we miss those people that we love. We can remember that their lives still shine brightly in God. So thank you all for coming up. And you can return to your seats for the rest of the service.